Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the 5th of July, 2015, Power of Christ Daily. Today is a Sunday, and the topic is Eyes of Your Heart. Eyes of Your Heart. When I first came to the Lord and He loved, poured His love on me and washed away all my sins with His blood, and I became free and I had peace, and I decided that I will just obey God. I just want to obey God because it's safe, safe to obey God. Because my own mind and my own heart has put me in so much of trouble, destroyed my life. So I'll just obey God. God is true. He loves me. He died on the cross and rose again. So I'll just obey whatever is written. So I started telling everybody, including my family, what is written in the Bible. If you cannot understand, doesn't matter. Just willing to obey. Trust God and willing to obey. He is trustworthy. Trustworthy. He's praiseworthy, he's trustworthy. He cannot lie because he is the truth. I am the way, the truth and life. Now, at that time, I came across a scripture not long ago, some years ago, in Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people. Now, this in a simple English, many translations will carry, the old translation will carry eyes of your heart, even the new ones. Some have changed it to say eyes of your understanding. But the actual starting words, early words were eyes of your heart. And so I started telling everybody, our heart must be having eyes, because God said it. When God said it, we just obey. We just believe, because we have been believing the world, what the world has been telling me all this while, what history books are telling me, written by man, what geography is written by man, and what maths is also written by man, not completely everything discovered. Science is also, scientists, there are fallen nature men. There are also false signs being introduced. So let's don't look at that. God says, friendship, do not have be friends with the world, God says. Father God tells every one of us, do not be friends of the world. If you're friends of the world and do what the world does, He says, you become an enemy with Him. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Can you imagine? Why? For our protection. Because He knows His children go and follow the world. The world will confuse His children, and His children will suffer. Yeah, He will save them finally, because that's His promise. But those who have come to Him and accepted Jesus Christ, He will finally save them. But in the meantime, you're going to suffer. But in the suffering, finally, we still go back to Christ. This is one of the ways God knows. You will end up suffering. That's why He doesn't want you to be friendship with the world. Now science has come along and proved this thing. How? They have many experiments. What they do is, they put a candidate in front of a computer, and the computer will generate pictures. Every few, suddenly one picture will come up, randomly. Now, they found that they'll put pictures like, for instance, a serious accident, people have died or something. Or they may put a sexual image thing, or they may put some calming thing like a seaside, or the right, the nice forest, streams, something they put like this. And then when they pop up, the pictures will pop up. When it pops up, they found that before even the natural eyes have seen it, before the picture has come up on the screen, many seconds before, the heart will react, the heart rhythm, the heart variability graph will react in line with the picture that's going to come up. In line with the picture that's not yet come up yet, you know, on the screen. It's good. So, supposing a gruesome accident thing, the fear rhythm will be showing in the heart, fear. Supposing the thing is sexual images or whatever, arousal rhythm will be shown. The person is being affected. Now, this is extremely important for us to understand the eyes of your heart. That is why in Proverbs 4:20-23, God says, my son, Now, sisters, I told you yesterday, your Father God spirit in you. So when he says, my son is also you, because you're a spirit being, you're a spirit man inside you. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. How to keep on looking at the word of God in the Bible? You can't be putting a Bible in front of it. But of course, in the Jew, they use the cap on the head. They have what called knots. So that also could mean that, because the Old Testament. But let's look at this. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Out of our heart spring the issues of life. Life or death, you know, issues of life, issues, what's happening. Now let's look at this, how we can guard ourselves with this. That is why many times what they have done is, many countries have banned what they call subliminal messages in the TV or movies or what. Subliminal message means, you know, this, for the screen to run, there are many frames of pictures point together and it runs. That's how the movie is shown. In between many frames, they put one frame that what they want you to do. Let's say they want you to buy something, they'll put that it's fantastic and all. And the screen that's being shown, the picture that is being shown, your mind, your eye cannot pick up. But your heart has picked up. They will say your subconscious has picked up. So many countries have banned this kind of advertisements. But what they are doing, like for instance, even Disneyland cartoon, Walt Disney cartoon, they have done all this in the cartoons. They put some erotic things, some sexual things, all even in the cartoons. So our children growing up, let's say we say, oh, it's safe. Put our children there, we'll let them watch a cartoon so I can do my cooking. I can settle them. If not, it's not safe. The child is crawling all over the place. So you put a cartoon. Then in the cartoon, then you find that because we are not sure, then some, if you go out to the YouTube and search for demonic cartoons or whatever, you'll start having this thing. You start seeing this. People are there teaching this already. You go and see this. They are terrible. So they inbuilt sexual issues in our children from babies, like from cartoon days. So how can our children stand this onslaught of this sexual immorality that's going on? Because sexual immorality has consequences. Spirit transference. There's one segment I've taught some time ago. I think it says suicide, soul ties. And there I'll talk about suicide, how it happens, especially boy and girl have sex, outside marriage and all that, and spirit transference takes place. Now, here, can you imagine? So we think, okay, we take a lot of liquor and lock away in the cupboard, so our children cannot see. I used to do that when I was not, now I don't drink at all for 20 years, I'm not trying to touch a drop of liquor. But those days, I'm drunkard. So, I was a drunkard. So now, this thing there, you think we have children, the eyes of their heart will pick all this up. Our eyes of our heart is, that is why God said, flee from all semblance of evil. Anything looking evil, let's run away. Let's not stand there to fight with them, convince them or whatever. We just move away, humble ourselves, move away. Now, but our heart can be washed. Whatever our heart has picked up, whatever our heart, our grandmother and father's heart, grandfather's heart, grandmother's heart, great-grandparents' heart, all three generations picked up and the message has come, whatever has come, we can wash it in Jesus Christ's blood and name. We can clear it. We can start a new life today. Today. Today, brothers and sisters. Today, every child of God can, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart, every cell of my heart, every memory of my heart, I command it to be receive the blood of Jesus. I command it to reject everything that is not of Jesus Christ. I reject it. I reject it. I want to have a safe life, Lord Jesus. So I receive your word. I keep your word. I command my heart in the name of Jesus Christ to keep the words of Christ inside my heart, and for the Holy Spirit to remind me. Ask the Holy Spirit, humbly ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ's name, make me do the right thing, Lord Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, make me do the right thing. Make me aware, be vigilant and diligent to move away from these wicked things of the world and not to be caught, because they are dangerous to me. I will suffer in on earth. I will not have abundant life. Therefore, Holy Spirit, divine Holy Spirit, I humbly ask you, make me disobey the word of God. Make me remember the word of God. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Now, the other thing is, they found the heart memory. They found that when transplant, heart transplant had taken place, they found that the memories of the, there's one, the main, one main case in the US was a child, eight year old child, I think, heart transplant, and the other child who donor sadly passed away, and they took this heart and put it in this girl and gave this girl a new heart. This girl come wake up screaming about somebody going to murder her. And the police finally, the psychiatrist finally realized that she is actually not imagining these things. And they called the police and all that. And they then realized that they then checked and see that the earlier donor, the child, was actually murdered. Murdered. And this girl with this new heart in her could see that in the dreams and all. The heart had memory. So from her description, they took a police picture. They draw it out. And then they arrested the fellow and judged him in U.S. It's a landmark case. Now, there are other cases of heart. When somebody, let's say one girl had a heart transplant, and the brother finally told her, look, my sister has changed. The heart has changed. So heart has changed. Can you imagine? This wonderful news. Actually, although it looks very dangerous if I get a transplanted heart, we can change the heart in the name of Jesus Christ. We can change the heart. There's another case of a violent man. Now this new heart, this person was becoming violent. So the heart that has been transferred carried the memory through. But we can change in the name of Jesus Christ. We can change anything. Can you imagine? The good thing also came, the bad thing also came from that other heart. Likewise, from Jesus Christ, only good things will come from God. All good things are from God. So, brothers and sisters, today, wonderful day. Let's start. Command our heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and collect the prayers from the Grace of Life. As a moderator or anybody. Now, they will also, if you need help, somebody to guide you, counsel you, there are people. Now, there are people, and there are people with different languages who were suffered. Now, every one of the servants that you see in the website, they all suffered before. Then only Jesus changed them, and they know this is true, and that is why now they are doing their part. Because they want to get people to have what they have. Righteousness, peace and joy, life changing. So get there and ask for counsel. Then somebody will call you, somebody will do this, or you get your introducer to connect back. But share this, brothers and sisters, share this. This is a way to get out of our miserable existence. Actually, when Jesus said, I'll give you life and life more abundantly, it is true. So long as we are not willing to follow our heart and follow His heart. When we are willing to follow His heart, definitely our life will change. And that is done simply in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't want to sin anymore, Lord. I don't want to grieve you, Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit for continuing sinning, Lord. I want to be born of you. I want to be a reflection of you. I want to be your ambassador, as you say, I'm an ambassador here. I want to be the kind of ambassador. I want people to see me. They must know I have changed. And they must know why. To please you, to glorify your name. Not because I can become big and or short and or big shot. No. I want to humble myself. The mark of a follower of Christ is first humbleness to the word of God. Humbleness to the word of God, boldness to declare it, humbleness to say I follow Jesus Christ, boldness to say I cannot do this, I follow Jesus Christ, I made a covenant, I made an agreement with Jesus Christ, I cannot do these things anymore, I cannot smoke anymore, I cannot drink alcohol, I get drunk anymore, no, I cannot do all this anymore, because I made an agreement with God Almighty. Now, when I came out from drunkenness, I've stopped. When Jesus Christ touched me, I stopped. I had to call all my friends and say, I cannot do this anymore. I've got an agreement with Jesus Christ. And they understood. Because most people know you make a covenant with Jesus Christ, make a covenant with God. Some were teasing me, you padre, you holier than thou, you self-righteous. Or they'll say, okay, Jesus made wine. Why don't you? Yeah, we know all that.
I was a turtle dunk. I've already drunk for three or four lifetimes. I don't want to drink anymore. I stopped today, not a drop. So I made an agreement with God, not a drop, Lord Jesus, not a drop anymore. Make me, Lord, make me. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to go near these things. So I went and gone and destroyed all my bottles of whatever stuff and told my friends all. And I stayed away from evenings going out with them for several months. And then after that, when God said, go now, I could go and there's no more urge to drink. But first you must purpose in your heart that I want to follow Jesus Christ because all his words are actually for my benefit, for my abundant life. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, let us go with that today and also love our neighbor as ourselves. Today is Sunday. People parking, as I told one segment, people park anywhere you think, disturb the neighbor. Don't do all this. Think of them. In Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.